From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Imagine if nearly every town in America had a public health clinic that offered free services for parents and young kids, rich or poor. You could drop in without an appointment or for a checkup, vaccination, just to ask questions. The clinics would focus entirely on keeping you and your children healthy. Well, in France, they've had such a program for more than six decades, and it's been remarkably successful, helping French children get off to a good start. But it could be in trouble. Sarah Varney reports for our series Beginnings that the system is being threatened by economic woes and immigration pressures.
French children are raised to treasure fresh bread, strong cheese, and their carnet de santé, a health diary. Since 1945, parents and doctors have dutifully charted the growth of les enfants in these little books. In the waiting room at a preventive health clinic in the poor Parisian suburb of Corbeil, carnet de santés peek out of purses and diaper bags. These health diaries and the public clinics aptly embody France's aspirations of solidarity, the liberté, égalité, fraternité emblazoned on town halls, monuments, and the carnet de santé.
Okay, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, qu'est-ce que vous pensez?
And of course, one way a nation stays healthy is through good nutrition. Isabelle Schock is a pediatric nurse at the clinic in Corbeil. She's perched on a toddler-sized chair, leading a group of mothers in a game called Bébé Nut. She asks each mom to pick a card out of a deck. One has a picture of soda, others fruit or nuts. Then she asks, at what age can a child start eating it? Soda's no good for young kids, the women say. But then someone draws the fish, and a lively debate begins about how best to prepare it.
Non pour le préparer, la préparation.
This isn't an idle question. One woman is from Mali, her arms covered in elaborate red tattoos. Another is a fully veiled Muslim woman from Turkey. And the food here, especially frozen fish, is strange to them.
Même là, dans le quartier, ça se vend, mais...
By encouraging these discussions in the more than 5,400 preventive health clinics all over France, health officials say these women are more likely to make nutritious meals for their children.
D'accord.
When the French Maternal and Child Protection System, called the PME, began in November of 1945, there wasn't much thought about frozen fish.
It was right after the war, so there were high child mortality, there were malnutrition problems.
Dr. Brigitte Lefebvre is in charge of children's preventive health at the French Health Ministry. Today, she says the PME clinics are still open to pregnant women and children up to age six, even those in the country illegally. And unlike at private doctor's offices, there are no out-of-pocket costs.
Every child, I mean, even the richest, have this right. You know, this is absolutely not based on charity.
But the clinics are doing much more now than they did 65 years ago. An army of public health nurses aid mothers who feel isolated or depressed. They try to prevent and detect childhood disabilities and mental health problems and teach positive parent-child interactions.
All those health problems are going to cost money, or they're going to make those people less able to deal with work, should be addressed when they are younger.
The focus on keeping pregnant women and children healthy has paid off, she says. France has one of the lowest infant mortality rates in the world. Obesity and diabetes among children remain uncommon. And while the PME is a small part of the country's broader universal health system, officials say having clinics focused solely on preventive care for children has an outsized payoff. Back at the clinic in Corbeil, after the game of Bébé Nut finishes up, I asked some of the mothers why they come here, when they could use their health insurance to see any private doctor they want for routine checkups. Fatoumata Traoré, a Senegalese immigrant, lives with her four children in the decaying public housing projects just outside the clinic doors.
Je préfère, en tout cas.
She prefers to come here parce que, bon, d'abord, bon, on ne paye pas, mais surtout parce que
on ne paye pas.
Need to pay. She thinks that the doctor and the nurse have more time to answer the question.
This kind of unfettered access, though, is now in danger of being eroded. France's economy is sputtering along, unemployment remains high, and local French authorities are struggling to maintain services. Dr. Claudette Buisson oversees the 60 PME centers in Essonne, a large area south of Paris with middle-class suburbs and poor outposts like Corbeil. She says over the last year, she's lost a third of her budget in favor of other local necessities like schools and roads. She's closed two clinics and is considering closing more.
Prevention is like cleaning house. You can see it when you don't do it. And I think that when they will see that we can't do prevention anymore, you will see that prevention was useful.
The French have long prided themselves on narrowing the gap between health and wealth. As recently as the late 1990s, researchers found no correlation between infant mortality and income in Paris. That's unheard of in places like New York City, where infant mortality was three times as high in central Harlem than on the Tony Upper East Side. But Christophe Langlong, who monitors France's health systems for the Office of the Inspector General, says here in France, a parent's earnings are more and more determining a child's health, including obesity. And Langlong says educated families often don't need the extra help the PME provides.
Social inequalities affairs are particularly widening for children. For example, if you see obesity, 5 years ago, the difference between children of rich people and children of poor people was less than today.
Less affluent women are getting fewer prenatal checkups, and only 60% of children are meeting nationwide targets for well-child exams. That divide is worrisome to the PME's most ardent supporters, like Dr. Marcel Delors. She's an elegant Parisian who oversees the clinics in Paris, a city with vast pockets of poverty and a steady stream of new immigrants from Africa, Asia, and Eastern Europe. And yet Delors insists that the PME cannot become the equivalent of some threadbare American public health clinics.
On est aussi vigilant.
We want to make sure that we can offer our services to very diverse populations because we want to keep our services open to all. And if we start to select which populations we serve, we're going to end up with ghettos. And we absolutely want to avoid creating ghettos.
Delores says middle and upper income women suffer from isolation and postpartum depression just as much as anyone else. And they need help too, she says. But the clinics, where visits are free, are becoming more essential for middle-class women for other reasons. Private pediatricians are retiring en masse, and young doctors aren't choosing the low-paying field of family medicine. Those that remain are charging more than government insurance pays, which means French families are reaching deeper into their pocketbooks. Laurence Quadrine lives in a tasteful but aging apartment in Paris. She's a former attorney who now raises her six kids while her husband works on the stock exchange. She started taking her youngest children to the neighborhood PME after her regular pediatrician stopped accepting new patients. Today, like many days, she's walked all over Paris, to the clinic with her nine-month-old son Gabriel and three-year-old daughter Marie, then to school to pick her other kids up, and now finally she has everyone settled at the kitchen table for an afternoon snack of ice cream, chocolate, and prunes for Marie, because, as we discover, she's constipated.
Ça va comme ça, Marie?
For all this work, Quadrine gets little help. Government cash subsidies for families have been scaled back for middle-income households, she says. Her law firm made it difficult to balance work with children. We don't really have much aid, she says. We're on our own. That a French mother could consider herself to be on her own is probably a jarring notion for a nation so fiercely proud of its pledge of solidarity. And while it's unlikely that France will abandon its maternal and child health programs, it remains an open question whether social changes and economic reality might intrude into such a sacred French ideal. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.